And that brings us to Two Chords by Bucket Hat Bobby Matheson.
When our paths crossed, fate was lacing its shoe. My face in the dirt, staring straight up at you. You offered me aid to get back on my feet, but my tongue was still tied as I lay in the street. You reached out a hand, couldn't swallow my pride. You shrugged, fair enough. That's when I changed my mind. Give 1 inch of rope and I'll take 4 miles to lasso the moon in exchange for a smile. Pull on my heartstrings until they are taut. We're forever two chords entwined in a knot. Bound, bound as you are to me, I am unto you.
All right, so chords, G to D, 1-5. This is the other 1-5 song. Yay! I really, really thought 1-5 songs are going to be more popular. I am so surprised that they're not. So I really like the imagery of rope getting shorter and shorter in the lyrics, from the 4 miles to the 3 miles to the 2 miles to the just a mile. It really drives home the inevitable end to every relationship. The bound, bound section is a really lovely moment. I love how the lyrics flow there. I love the music there. I think it's interesting how, you know, when I was listening to it at first, I was like, what is the syntax of this? And it really made me want to key in and listen to the lyrics more to really understand what it was saying there. And it ended up being a really beautiful moment. And just in general, the imagery in the song is really beautiful. I love the recurring chord imagery with the shoelace in the first verse, the sweater threads in the second verse, the candlewick in the third, and then the chain from the ball and chain in the fourth. It does a really good job of keeping in that two chord, they're the two chords, the two shoelaces, the sweater threads, etc., etc. It's really well done. And I love the imagery of a happy ball to your chain. I think that's a really beautiful moment. You know, this is similar to Sober's song, where it's like, to me, it's a song about later in a relationship when, you know, things have become routine and things have become repetitive, but in a comfortable way, in a loving way, in a this is the life we've built together way. I will say, my main issue with this song is you do not pronounce hours to rhyme with stars. You say hours and stars when you could have very easily said ours. With stars. It's a totally acceptable pronunciation, and I think that's how it was intended to be done. It just, that, like the one in Jocko's song, it really stood out to me every single time. So I would like to hear a version of this with a new non-scratch vocal take. He mentioned in the bio that it was a scratch. I would love to hear a fleshed out version of the song.
I would bet you anything that Cynical Monkey 99 is also pissed off about ours and stars.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For a song written by committee, it's a really good piece with a lot of charm and some great lyrics. But, you know, at almost 6 minutes, it's a little long for a two-chord song, especially with this, you know, relative lack of variation throughout. I mean, I know the piano changes over the course of the song, and there's apparently an otherworldly guitar sound somewhere in the background, which I guess I didn't listen to carefully enough to clock. But mostly it hits a note and stays there for almost 6 minutes. So, you know, thank goodness the lyrics are so good. Otherwise, it might be hard to make it all the way through this for me.
I also looked for that otherworldly guitar sound and I couldn't hear it. I think that he might have meant otherworldly piano sound. There was certainly a piano with a super long reverb tail on it, and you can hear it peeking out from beneath the guitar, which I think is what he was referring to. I'm not sure if I liked it or not, but it's certainly interesting. It's kind of cool that Bucket Hat Bobby has a Discord with a bunch of people that he hangs out with and he, like, composes songs together with. I think that's super cool. I also like the lyrics. I like the notion of, at the very end, when you get to the, you know, that sort of happy ball and chain, and about how it's a fair deal getting a lifetime of memories just for a little bit of pain here and there, which I thought was a very cool sentiment. And I think it's a sweet romantic song about commitment that I would like to hear a full treatment of. I can hear the mountain goat influence, the mountain goats influence in that Bobby mentioned in the song bio. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I think it's in the vocals, in the chorus, and the G&G delivery that give it that sort of mountain goaty vibe. It's interesting how Bobby can channel a particular singer and really nail it. It's funny, we were both thinking of Tom Waits' Rain Dogs on, I believe, his round two entry, which is kind of interesting. You know, I thought it was really evocative of Tom Waits, and that's what he was going for, which I think is really cool. And, you know, I can definitely hear him going for the mountain goats in this song, which I think is really great, too. I like this song. I also thought, you know, at 5:49, that it was a bit long and could have used some editing. And maybe that'll happen when Bobby gives it a full treatment later on.
I was going to say, as far as like editing goes, I feel like the bound section could have made a really good bridge as opposed to being the tag on every single chorus. I think that would have been, especially if you had it repeat a couple of times, that could have made a really nice sort of breakup in between the sections.
So add a bridge.
Yeah.
So
to make it smaller.
Remove the post-chorus.
We want a 9-minute long
squish
song.
Squish them together. Put the 3/4 of the way through the song.
It'd be a net reduction.
Okay, all right. It pays
smart
for itself.
Ass, yeah. That,
yeah. I wonder how this Discord works. I mean, I imagine that he's doing all the heavy lifting on these songs, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's his D&D buddies.
Yeah.
Or he's a Twitch streamer as well, which, you know, because I'm old, I don't know anything about, but...
Still, but I mean, it's kind of like if we were on a Discord, if we had a Jerkatorium Discord and we had a bunch of assholes saying, hey, why don't you do this? We'd be like, fuck you, right? I mean, we wouldn't be like,
we'd have our two fans and our, you know, army of Russian bots on it.
Those Russian bots are loyal.
They have some good lyrical ideas.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
They're all about politics, though. It's
they
very
are.
Yeah.